こちらは HCJB の日本語放送です。この時間はオーストラリア北西部のクノノラ送信所から日本語番組をお届けしています。週末土曜日と日曜日は朝と夜のこの時間に日本語番組を30分間お届けしています。放送時間と周波数は朝7時半からは 15.410MHz、 そして夜の再放送の周波数は 11.905MHz です。こちらは HCJB の日本語放送です。皆さんいかがお過ごしでしょうか。尾崎和夫です。年が明けて2週間が過ぎましたが、2021年の年号には慣れたでしょうか。さて今日は去年日本を初めて訪問したアメリカ人家族ケターさんたちにその体験談をお話しいただきます。家族はアリゾナ州フラッグスタッフ市にお住まいですが、この度ご両親と上のお子様2人、サブリーナさんとセイジさん、この2人をお連れになって日本を訪問されました。道夫がちょうどフラッグスタッフ市の教会に賛美の奉仕に出かけたので、ケターさんご家族の日本訪問の印象をインタビューさせていただくことにしました。
こんにちは、尾崎道夫です。今日はアリゾナ州の北の方のフラッグスタッフという町からお伝えします。フラッグスタッフは海抜7000フィートの海抜2133メーター、そして車で1時間ぐらい行くとグランドカニオンがあります。で、周りは綺麗な町です。 I'm here with the Ketter family and I was told that they had spent some time in Japan, so I'm going to just hear their story. But first I want everyone to say their name. This is the dad of the family. Your name, please.
Hello. My name is Brian.
Brian はお父さんです。で、お母さんは?
I'm Sarah.
Sarah. そして、子供4人、みんな女の子。The oldest one.
Hi, my name is Sabrina.
Sabrina, and then?
I'm Sage.
Sage.
Audrey.
Audrey.
And Naomi.
And Naomi. Four girls in the family. Great. So, Brian, tell me about your job. What took you to Japan first time?
When I went to Japan, I was working for a company that makes implantable medical devices, and they have an office and manufacturing facility in Japan, in Tokyo is the main headquarters for Japan, and so I had reason to travel to China, including Hong Kong, and then to Japan. My wife and my two older daughters, Sabrina and Sage, joined me in Tokyo, and then we traveled for 2 weeks in Japan.
Okay.私が初めて日本に来たのは、私が働いている医療器具全般を扱っている会社の仕事のためでした。その関係の工場は東京にあったのですが、私は中国や香港にも足を伸ばしたことがありますが、この度は妻と上の娘2人を連れて、家族にも日本を味わってほしいと思い、この日本へやってまいりました。
So tell me one thing that you thought was really interesting about Japan.
初めての日本ということですが、印象に残っているところはどこでしたか?
We really enjoyed the town of Hakone, which was, we stayed in like the traditional or like style, and they had onsens, and that was really fun. And all the different types of food that were traditional there was really interesting to see, at least Mom and Daddy, because they didn't make us eat it. We had chicken nuggets and french fries.
なんといっても一番日本的だったのは箱根です。温泉がたくさんあって、その入浴の仕方がなんとみんなが一緒に入るので変わっていて面白かったです。出された料理も日本的なものばかりで、父は日本を知っているので楽しんで食べていましたが、他の者たちはよくわからないので、アメリカでいつも食べているチッキンナゲットを注文してしまいました。
So you stayed in a ryokan, and do you remember how the sleeping arrangements were?
夜は旅館では畳の上に布団を敷いて休むわけですが、布団を床に敷いて寝るのはどうでしたか？背中は痛くなりませんでしたか？
Yeah, we slept on the floor, and it was actually pretty comfortable, but we slept on the floor again on another one of our vacations. It was more comfortable in Japan.
Right, and then during the day, there was nothing in the room, right? They put all the bedding away.
It's all rolled up, and we wore the traditional dress and stuff, and that was actually extremely comfortable.
Yeah.
It was like wearing a robe all day.
Right, yeah. Oh, wow, cool.
寝心地はふわふわして最高でよかったです。布団で気持ちよく寝られました。朝になるとその布団を畳んで片付けてしまうので、かえって部屋が広くなっていろいろと使えるので、これはいい考えだと思いました。
What is there something that you liked about Japan that you could share?
滞在は2週間でしたが、その中で一番印象に残っているのは何だったでしょうね。
I enjoyed doing all the traditional art things. Like we did a craft with pottery and with wax on cloth. It was really fun. Forgot about that part.
Yeah. So those little teacups up there, who made those? You guys did that?
Each of us made them. And then there's actually a plate in one of these pots that we also made, but the travel back, they got chipped, unfortunately. Oh. So they're more decoration now.
日本の伝統工芸の焼き物を体験したことです。自分で土を練って器を形作ることを経験させてもらったわけですが、初めてだったので一つ一つ教えてもらいながら、やっと自分でも器を二つ完成させました。それをアメリカまで大事に持って帰ったのですが、一つは欠けてしまって残念でした。
All right, and then something that you enjoyed about Japan.
Well, actually, one of the interesting things for me was I got to visit a friend that I had met here at NAU during college that I had kind of been part of a program where they pair you with international students to kind of help them while they're in the country, and her name was Junko. And
okay.
So we reached out to see if we could visit her while we were in Japan. And so she was in Osaka, right outside of Kyoto. And so she had us over to her home, and we got to meet her husband. And we went on a hike with her and had dessert at her house. And so that was a neat experience to have somebody that you actually, because it's a very different experience to actually go into somebody's home than it is to stay in hotels or different things. And that was pretty special.
So you stayed in her home for a couple nights?
We didn't stay the night there. We just went for the day, and we had like a meal with her. We actually went to a restaurant with her that was really unique. They have a conveyor belt system where you sit at the tables, and then the food, the sushi or whatever, comes around, and you take what you want off of the thing, and then you put your plate back, and it charges you for it. Or if you actually order something, it comes on the higher one, and then you take it off and you bring it to your plate. That was they enjoyed sharing that with us.
回転寿司 yes.
Yeah.
私たちは留学生でアメリカに来ていた友達を訪ねてみました。その人は大阪におられて、大阪や京都などを案内してくださいました。その方の家でもお世話になりましたが、近くのちょっと変わったレストランを教えてもらいました。そこはお寿司の店でした。そこでは料理したものが 台の上に乗って回転しながら私たちの前に運ばれてくるのです。自分が食べたい品物が前に来ると手を伸ばして取り寄せ、今度は食べ終わると空のお皿をその回転している台の上にまた戻すのです。ぐるぐる回りながら料理が目の前に来るなんて、まるでおとぎ話の国のレストランみたいでしたね。
How about you, your experience in Japan?
お父さんの方は食べ物はどうでしたか?
Well, I would talk about the food. We like to eat, what a friend of mine used to call adventure dining. So we like to eat, out wherever we can and enjoy the local foods. So right after the pottery, experience, the person who was kind of guiding us through the pottery,
Okonomiyaki.
Yes. And that was our first, there was a lot of firsts, so this was our first time to eat that. But it was down an alley and clearly not a place where tourists usually go.
What town was this? Do you remember? Hiroshima is known for okonomiyaki, but yeah, that whole area.
So he took us to his local place and nobody in there spoke much English. And so we were just left there, and not only was it all kind of the local Japanese folks there, but it was also all men. So it was me and my three ladies. And I think this was a place where they would eat their open omonyaki. And they all took us in, and in broken language, we got what we needed and ordered our food and ate that way. That was a very memorable.
And they made it right there on the grill.
Yes, right on the grill in front of you. So.
And I think the people in the restaurant got such a kick out of us being there. They were, you know, trying to communicate through what was, you know, miming and telling you what sauces you should put on it. And they would, you know, they were just probably laughing at us too, but like making, you know, gestures and things and helping us. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, good experience.
いや、私は、まあ、いろいろな国で珍しい食べ物にチャレンジしてきているので、心の準備はできていました。焼き物を体験した後、案内してくれた人が、帰らなくてはならなかったので、その人が今度はお好み焼きの店を紹介してくれました。そこでその店に行ったのですが、中に入ると、男の客ばかりで、あと女性は私の妻と娘二人だけでした。言葉もうまく通じないので、まごまごしていたら、店員の一人が料理用プレートとともに料理する材料を取り揃えて目の前に運んできてくれました。そして私たちが自分たちだけで料理して食べられるように説明をし始めたのですが、これまた何を言ってるかよくわからないので、まあ、身振り手振りで汗をかきながら、なんとか食事を終えることができました。味はとても良くて、みんな満足しました。飲み物は自分たちで自由に選ぶことができるので、娘たちは喜んで行ったり来たりしていました。
Well, there, as far as first for eating, Sabrina, do you remember what we learned when we got to eat ramen?
Oh yeah, they don't think slurping is like bad. So we had so much fun at like all the restaurants with the ramen. At one place, we even ordered it off this like vending machine kind of thing, and then they just brought it to you. But you could slurp as loud as you wanted, and the louder you slurped, the happier the cooks were, because it was almost like saying thank you. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's right.
ところで、日本で教えられたことで忘れてはならないことは、ラーメンの食べ方でした。娘たちは丼のラーメンを食べるときにすすりながら食べているので、それは日本では行儀の悪いことだと教えていたのですが、ある店では、いや、構いませんから、どうぞ音を立てて食べてもいいですよと言われ、ああ、娘たちは大喜びで、音を出して騒ぎながら食べていました。
We packed our days to try to see many things while we were there. Oh, and we went to Nagano,
And that's where we went to see the snow monkeys.
Oh.
So we went and hiked up into where the monkeys are just around you, getting into the hot onsen water kind of pools.
Yeah.
And like,
their faces are all red from the...
Yep, and they're not really that timid with you. They say you have to be careful with your phones because they'll actually steal your phone if you're not careful.
So what month, what time of the year were you in Japan?
We were at the very beginning of March.
Okay.
So it was still a little cool.
Yeah.
We had the plum blossoms, but not quite the cherry blossoms.
Yes.
We missed the cherry blossoms.
Right.
There for girls, too.
But we were there.
ところで、3月初めに、長野の山奥の猿が温泉に浸かっているのを見に行ったことがあります。雪が降る中で、湯気が立っている温泉に気持ちよさそうに浸かっている猿の姿は本当に可愛かったです。赤い顔がずらりと並んで、みんながゆったりと温泉に浸かっている姿はまさに人間と同じです。桜が咲くにはまだ早く、梅が咲き始めている頃だったと思います。
What kind of, what's one of your favorite gifts maybe that you...bought there that you brought back.
日本からのお土産としては何を選ばれましたか?
I don't know. I enjoyed buying like a teapot and teacups.
Yeah.
And we tried to get a set of different, all different chopsticks.
Okay.
When we were there, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
どこにでもある土産物ではなくて、自分たちが手作りしたものを土産として持ち帰ることにしました。私は老血止めでした。私はコーヒーカップとお皿、それにいろいろな種類の箸を何組か選んで用意しました。
We did bring back a relationship with the place where we made the woodblock printing、
uh-huh.
and kind of、had an affinity for that. So we have a picture frame in our home where we put up a woodblock print from.That artist community, and we've bought a few since we've been home, you know,、
okay.
mail order, and so we have one for each season, and kind of changed that out as a reminder, and we liked that form of art. So.
私は木版画に興味があって自宅には何枚か飾ってありますので、今回も気に入った絵を探して買い求めました。そして家では季節に合わせて絵を掛け替えながら楽しんでおります。
Another fun story is that in Tokyo, we went to the fish market and they have those things with the big, like the propane or whatever in the front and you turn the entire thing to move it and dad really thought those were cool. So right when we were leaving, he asked the guy if he could try to drive one and so we have a picture of him on this like traditional, I don't know what it is, but it was super cool because...
You saw the tunas come in, all the frozen tunas, the
yes.
big large, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tuna, well, they're frozen, so you get tuna sawdust in a way. Yeah, that was really interesting. But amazing things in Japan is that everybody is, it's so clean and orderly and neat. And so like, you would think you go to the fish market and you're going to smell fishy.It didn't、
right.
hardly smell at all because everything's frozen and clean and like you, it's just all very neat and organized. It's、
yeah.
pretty impressive.
でもう一つ面白かったのは魚市場見学でした。海から取ってきた大きな魚を台の上に乗せてさばいているところを見せてもらいました。氷漬けされた魚の表面を切り刻むと氷がまるで木工所で飛び散るおがくずのように飛び散っていきます。とかく魚市場と聞くと強い匂いがするので嫌う人がいますが、そこは常に水を流してテーブルや床をきれいに洗い流しているので、その心配はありませんでした。とても清潔な場所になっていました。まあ、それはそれは、とても驚きでした。
And you've kept, go ahead.
We found Japan to be just a beautiful place with very hospitable people, and the transportation was super easy. We've traveled in a lot of places that the transportation is not so easy. We were caught off guard a little bit by how punctual everything was. We travel in some places where if the train leaves at 3:07, you know, it leaves sometime between 3 and 4. But in Japan, we found if the train leaves at 3:07, you better be in your seat at 3:07 or you're going to miss the train. And a lot of very friendly people and just gorgeous architecture, and it's quite a fond memory for our family. And I'd like to go back for sure during the fall to see the changing colors and take the rest of my family there.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. もう一つ驚かされたのは新幹線がとても正確に走っていることでした。あちらこちらへ移動するために列車を利用しますが、ダイヤ通りの時間にぴたりと列車が入ってきます。うろうろしながら油断していると乗り遅れてしまいます。発車時間に席に座っていなくても列車は待ってはくれません。まあ、時間通りに走り出す、これもすごいなと思いました。
I do know one more story that's kind of a fun story to tell, because Sage left her phone in a taxi while we were in Tokyo.
My camera.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was her camera she left in the taxi. And so we told the receptionist, you know, this happened. And she said, well, you should call the taxi place because it's probably still there. You know, Japan, very safe place to lose something.
Right.
They're, you know, they're very... always trying to get things back, and so we were able to find out where the taxi station was, and so we had to get a ride there. And once we got there, we didn't have anybody to translate, so on the phones now there's the Google Translate, and so getting through the phones
to find out if
we could get the camera. And sure enough, they had the camera. We got it back. And we were like, this is amazing. Like any other huge city, you'd be like, that's lost forever.
Yeah.
It's in the backs of some taxi. We don't know which one. And we were able to get it back and use technology to talk to each other. That was pretty fun.
Oh, wow.
今回、もう一つ私たちは日本に来て忘れられない出来事を経験しました。外出してホテルに戻った時に、利用していたタクシーに携帯電話を置き忘れたのです。で、そのことをホテルのフロントに相談すると、すぐにタクシー会社に連絡してくれました。すると間もなく私たちの手にその携帯電話が戻ってきたのです。その処置の素早さと親切な行為に感心するとともに、心も温かくなりました。日本は自然が美しいだけではなく、社会秩序も整っていて、心が温かい人たちが住んでいる国だと思わされたのです。で、今度はあと二人の娘たちも連れて、親子揃って再び日本を訪れたいと思っております。
All right, well, thank you so much for sharing your experience in Japan.
Thank you for providing the excuse to remember a fond part of our family history.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys can go back and take your other two girls.
Yeah, we would like to.
Yeah, how fun.
Yeah.
ケタさんのご家族の皆さん、どうもありがとうございました。アリゾナのフラッグスタッフ氏のケターさんご家族による日本訪問の体験談を今日は道代のインタビューでお聞きいただきました。さあ今度は2人のお嬢さんも一緒に親子全部揃って再び日本観光に来られるように願っております。なおケターさん家族が住んでおられるフラッグスタッフという町は有名なグランドキャニオンの近くです。ここは標高2000メートルなので、天文台やアメリカ先住民の住居跡などがあり、夜は星空に赤い岩山がとても美しいところです。また日本で 映画や音楽などに登場して有名になったルート66、国道66号線もこの町を通っていました。さあ、それではルート66、シカゴからカリフォルニア州サンタモニカまでの4000キロを8つの州にわたって走る重要なルート、ルート66、そのテーマ曲を時間まで一緒に聴いてみましょう。
My way, that's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now it winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. Ought to see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. If you get hit to this timely tip, go and take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66.
お聞きの放送は HCJB の日本語放送です。週末土曜日と日曜日は朝と夜のこの時間に日本語番組を30分間お届けしています。放送時間と周波数は朝7時半からは 15.410MHz、 そして夜の再放送の周波数は11.905MHz です。どうか皆様の地方の受信状況、また番組に対するご意見、ご希望などをお聞かせください。受信確認証ベリカードは毎月新しいデザインでお届けしています。で、お便りの宛先は、郵便番号169-0073、東京都新宿区百人町 1-17-8、 ヨドバシ協会 HCJB 係です。なお、 E メールでレポートをくださる方は hcjbjapan.office@gmail.com です。繰り返します。 hcjbjapan.office@gmail.com です。皆様からのお便りをお待ちしております。これでこの時間の番組を終わります。皆様一人一人の上に神様からの豊かな恵みと祝福をお祈りしながらお別れいたします。それでは次の放送まで、どうもごきげんよう。さようなら。